Your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and...
Hello, hello, and welcome to the Happy Hour. This is DeAndre Cartwright, and you are tuned in to Guardian Radio 96.9. Thank you all so much for tuning into the show. And just as a quick overview, the Happy Hour is 1 hour that's dedicated to just talking about the goodness going on in our community. And what that means is we like to highlight individuals and groups making a positive impact on our Bahama land and also our Bahamians who may not actually be in country but are making strides all around the world. With technology highlighting what you or your group is doing, please reach out to me. We would love to have you on air so that we can spread the word about the goodness that you are doing. We just want to make sure that the happy hour is what it says it is. It's an hour of just happiness. Yes. Now, we have a full slate of things to talk about today. And of course, we want to just get started off of some of the things that I want you to mark your calendars for. And so I'm going to go through September and just let you know a few of the things that are happening for the remainder of the month. And if you're able to make some of these things, then perhaps you can add them to your calendar. As a reminder, on this coming Thursday, that's September 18th, the University of the Bahamas' Alumni Association will be having their annual general meeting. And that's happening at the Harry C. Moore Library at 6 o'clock. So you want to mark your calendar if you're a graduate of COB or UB to attend that meeting. Also happening on Friday, September 19th, the Bahamas Girls Guides is having an old school dance that's starting at 7 o'clock at the Epiphany Anglican Church. So you want to support them because they do such great things with the Brownies, the Sunflower, the Ranger Guides, you know, with our girls. So if you have some time, you want to go and attend that. And they tell me it's going to be fun. I got tickets, so. On Saturday the 20th, so this is next week, Saturday coming, the Alzheimer's Association of the Bahamas is going to have their memory walk, and that's happening at Montague Beach. And so you want to check their pages for that. The Perry Institute of Marine Science is opening up a volunteer opportunity also happening on Saturday. They're going to be collecting mangrove propagules. What is a propagule? I'm not a scientist, but I will attempt. It's a seed. The seed of the mangrove. So we're basically trying to help more mangroves grow. And so if you are interested in volunteering for that, please reach out to the Perry Institute of Marine Science. That's a lot to look forward to there. Happening on Saturday the 27th, that's also a heavy day. Shout out to the Cancer Society of the Bahamas Long Island branch. They will be having their annual ball. Of course, it's happening on Long Island, my home island, as you all know. So I will be there. So I may be broadcasting from Long Island or I'll have a recorded show. Either way, you're getting something from Yuma. Hands for Hunger is also having their Paradise Plates that day. So you want to check that out. St. Agnes Church is having, my home church, we're having our September Fest on that day. So it's a family affair. You want to make sure, get your tickets. There will be food and our people could cook. So please come and support us. Holy Family Catholic Church is also having their fair that same day. So that means you get to support all the churches, them all around the way. And that's, again, September. I won't go into October, but lots of things happening there. But I want you to remember, please mark your calendars for the larger fundraisers that are coming up, because, you know, sometimes they cost a couple dollars, but they go into a good cause. So one of those things is happening on the 8th of November. That's the Red Ribbon Ball. So they're going to be supporting, that supports the Bahamas AIDS Foundation. Also happening in December on the 7th, and we're hoping to release this public. And I think because I'm dealing with it, I think I could say so. This is a soft launch. Everybody is going to be having their annual Christmas tea party happening on Sunday, the 7th of December. So you want to make sure, mark your calendar for that. So those are the two advance notices I'm giving you. And with all that said, time to jump into the show today. We have joining us in our presence today the ladies of Pilots. Now, I know when we think about pilots, we're thinking about the persons who navigate the sky, who navigate the sea. But these ladies are navigating society. They are navigating the ways on how to help make a positive impact on our community. They're known as Pilots. They've been around for quite some time, and there are quite a few of them. And we even have a Bahamian holding the highest position in this international organization. So joining us in studio today, we have some of the persons who are leading those efforts. And this is the Pilot Club of NASA. They have quite a few of them inside this country. So we brought you the folks that are representing the Pilot Club of NASA. And this is in the form of Miss Debbie Mottstron. She is the president, so Madam President. And the fundraising coordinator, Miss Tira Sweeting. And I don't know if y'all know Miss Sweeting, but she's involved with everything under the sun. Because I know Miss Sweeting from a couple of the things I work on. So, you know, getting her to stay stable here, this one stationary spot, is a beautiful thing. NASA in studio, and they're going to talk to us about what in the world is the Pilots organization, what are they up to, upcoming activities, and how you can join, how you can volunteer, how you can support all of that beautiful stuff. That's why we brought you the fundraising person. Because, again, you can't make an impact in the on this community without money, without funds, without volunteer effort and time. They've been around since 1921. Our local folks came about their district in 2004. But of course, I have the experts here. So why in the world y'all want to hear my voice when I can just let them have a chat? So with that being said, President Debbie,
how
you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
As good as could possibly be. Happy to have you in. And ladies and gentlemen, she's wearing her pink shirt that
good
says Pilot Club of NASA.
Yes. Yes.
And so without further ado, please tell us, what are the pilots? What exactly is the organization about?
Well, our organization is nonprofit. It's a service organization, and we carry out a whole lot of initiatives throughout the year. Our pilot year begins in July, on July 1st, and it ends on June 30th. So within that time span, we have a lot of projects, we have a lot of activities. We give to our community, we help in our community, and so within that 1 year as president, you have your goals that are set, and with the team, we all come together, we work together to fulfill the goals for that year. And for the most part, we usually hit our target. Once in a while, we may fall just a little bit shy, but we have an excellent team in the Pilot Club of Nassau.
And speaking about team, you brought your fundraising lady. And I know that she's not just fundraising. I know, without a thing, I already know that's not all she is. So without further ado, fundraising.
Good morning, Deandra. Good morning, Madam President. Thank you for allowing us to be on your show this morning. So this morning, I am representing the fundraising division of the Pilot Club of Nassau. However, I am a past president of the club.
See, I told you we had royalty, right?
We're all royal. As women, we are all royal.
Yes, we are.
And I've been a member of Pilot International, or Pilot Club of Nassau, for about 15, 16 years. It's been a little while, so I don't quite remember the year I came, but it doesn't matter. I've been here. And I've tried to stay woke, you know, throughout the entire time. But being a part of Pilot is rewarding. It's rewarding to me because the pilots, even though we are a service organization, just like many other service organizations in the Bahamas, we're one that our thrust is mainly for brain-related disorders.
Oh.
So persons who have aneurysms, persons who have injuries to their brains, persons who have dementia that's brain-related is a part of our thrust. And we try to focus on things to ease, you know, what it is to not only that, educate populace about what it is to have these brain-related disorders. We have our projects division, which go around to schools. And I don't know if Madam President was going to talk on these, but they go around to schools. So we have a project that's called Brain Minders. Brain Minders. And we teach, we have different segments of it. We teach the young children how to protect their brains when they're riding bicycles, when they're skateboarding, when they're just playing. And it's done through puppets. So, you know, everybody enjoy puppets, right? And we have one that's for our seniors as well. We have a senior brain minders coming up on Tuesday at Demetrius House in Fox Hill, Tuesday morning. Where we will speak to them about how to protect their brains or, you know, injuries, to avoid injuries and stuff as they age. But I'm here to talk about some of the fundraising activities that our club will have this coming pilot year. And our first one is...
Now, before we get to the fundraising.
Okay.
Because I want people to understand fully why they need to... Now, we talked about brain minders. Now, Madam President, I know you also been involved with this for quite some time.
Yes, I have.
So, outside of brain minders, what else are you all doing on the ground?
On the ground, what we are doing, well, it's also about membership. And, you know, for any organization to grow, you always have to have new members coming in, etc. So at the end of the month, and September has been really an activity-packed month for the Pilot Club of Nassau.
Yeah, so you all just had a salsa.
Well, soup in the park.
Oh, so that was free.
And that was, that was last week Saturday with our projects division led by Kishleen Johnson. And we went to the Gambier Park, and so it was free soup and sauce in the park. So from early, you had the community just come in, and we just showed appreciation and thanks to the people in Gambier. And it was well received, and the pilots enjoyed it, the community enjoyed it. And we also had the opportunity to carry some food stuff to two of the homes. And that's what we do as well. We assist the senior citizens' homes, as Tira said earlier, with regard to going to Demetrius on Tuesday. So whenever we do that, it's impactful and it benefits the seniors. And many are quite thankful to the Pilot Club of Nassau for that.
I can imagine. This is incredible information. And ladies and gentlemen, I know we all are aware, because I've said it, I think, almost every show, Alzheimer's Awareness Month, guys.
Yes,
and
World.
So we're hearing now about another organization in addition to, because last week we had the week before last, and I think the RV1 was also with the Bahamas Association for Alzheimer's Awareness. And they were telling us about all of the things that they have. And now we're hearing about another group. But in addition, it's not just Alzheimer's and dementia, you all are looking at overall brain health. This is incredible.
Yes. And a good thing about, we have a division in the Pilot Club of Nassau called Pick Me Up. And Pick Me Up does is go to various organizations. 2 weeks ago, we went to the Center for the Deaf. And we took little parcels for the teachers, just to let them know that they're appreciated. And we believe that this is good. It's good encouragement, and it encourages them to go on. And two, they appreciated that so much. And with our Pick Me Up division, We usually have a pick-me-up luncheon at almost near the end of the pilot year.
Right.
And what that does is show appreciation to those members and who have been caring for maybe a mother, a father, a family member, a friend,
right.
or the child. Homes. We also recognize one of the homes during our pick-me-up mm-hmm. where we give to the caregivers.
Yeah.
And this year, we are opening it up to the community. And we're inviting everybody who can to join us because it's going to be a fundraising activity for the Pilot Club of Nassau. Because you can imagine, we had one lady last year who had been caring for her son, and then she had to care for her husband. And that had been some 20 or more years.
Wow.
So we must show appreciation, letting them know that not only their families, but it's organizations like ours who are thankful for what you do in community.
I could only imagine the positive impact, you know, that is to hear mm-hmm. the work you're doing day in, day out. Matters and somebody's caring for you while you mm-hmm. care for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking about caring, we actually have a phone call mm-hmm. coming through. So good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Happy Hour.
Yes, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Anyway, you know, a casual listener. But you know, you said something, it caught my attention. Do you have anything on the left brain, right brain exercises?
Now, I would say that while, you know, some the organizations that we bring on, they support these causes, we don't give out medical advice unless they are practitioners.
Yeah.
You're not practitioners.
You know. No, see, because I do archery, right? You know, and we find out that, you know, it's like an art form, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of crosses the wires between the left brain mm-hmm. and the right brain,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's, you know, it actually causes a reduction in the level of Alzheimer's and dementia, you see?
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
No, but Carla, this sounds like you have a beautiful opportunity to potentially work with pilots and what they're doing if you have insight and also can explore this further. And also, you are a man.
I've approached the autism group, you know, but autism is actually a strong practice in the U.S. Not autism, archery.
Yes.
It's a strong component
mm-hmm.
in the treatment of autism in America.
Right.
Actually, you see.
Well, then that could a linkage. Just sounds like a beautiful partnership. So you don't want to leave your name and number with my producer so we can link you with the Pilots Club.
Okay, ma'am. Good.
Perfect. And thank you so much for listening.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
I appreciate his call, but I would like you to know, Madam Dandria, we also have men who are part of Pilot in the Bahamas. In the Bahamas, we have about 6 clubs, Tiro. We have 3 in Grand Bahama and 1 in Abaco. And our Grand Bahama clubs, as well as our Abaco clubs, have men. And for one of our Grand Bahama clubs, I think Sunset, the president last year was a male.
Great.
So we have male who are really active in Pilot. In the Pilot Club of Nassau, we had a couple male as members a few years ago. So we do include men, and we invite them to come and join us.
See this, I love that we're on the same page there. I will say that was Deandra from the Morning Blend coming in right there, because we're always hearing about how we see more women involved in these efforts. So it's every time I hear about a man saying that he wants to, yes, join us.
Definitely. We invite men. We want men to be a part, because our causes that we support, are not just for females, you know, it's for everybody. We don't know when or who will have an aneurysm, mm-hmm. or you need some sort of support. And when Madam President spoke about the caregivers, you know, we care for the caregivers. The caregivers, being a caregiver is really a thankless job, no matter if you're getting paid for it, because caring for someone, and when you have to give more than your all towards making sure that person is comfortable, fed, medications, getting rest, you know, movements and stuff like that, it's not an easy job. And so we show our appreciation to these caregivers, just to say thank you for the job that you do, you know, because not everybody can do that job or will do that job. And so, you know, having informing persons about what we do or what we support, you know, is important to us, you know, because not everybody know that there is support groups. You know, we're not a big support group, but we support people. We want to let the little man or woman know that you are appreciated and we support you in the littlest way or sometimes the biggest way that we can. And so it's important for us to get the public involved, you know, to know who we are. Madam President, we have an upcoming share pilot.
Yes.
Where persons can learn about Pilot International.
Yes. And we invite the public to our share pilot. It's going to be on September 27th.
Okay.
At the Holy Cross Hall. We begin at 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we're inviting interested in pilot to come and join us at that time. Refreshments will be served.
Where can we find registration information? How can I sign up? Do I need to pay anything?
You just need to show up. If you're interested in what pilot does or want to be a part of our organization, you know, please come out and learn who we are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's an open invite. You know,
yes.
We normally would send myself would find persons who I think want to be a part of Pilot
right.
International
mm-hmm.
to come out, you know. But the more persons we have who learn about who we are and who can assist us in our cause,
mm-hmm.
you know, please come out.
Yeah. And at that time, as Tira said, they're able to ask whatever questions they want in line with Pilot International.
I love that. So this is going to be an info session on
yes.
the is it only just the Pilot Club of Nassau or is it any of the other clubs?
Well, it's the Pilot Club of Nassau initiative on
okay.
the 27th. That's the Pilot Club of Nassau.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I love that. That's mm-hmm. great. I had another question. You were talking about a program that you have going into the schools to sensitize our children about
mm-hmm.
Being safe mm-hmm. from brain injury. What with this initiative?
Many. We have visited many schools, and on an annual basis, we perhaps visit about 6 schools, I can say, Tira.
Yeah, 6.
Yeah, because of all of the projects, activities that we have,
mm-hmm.
it's about six schools. And right now, our project coordinator is putting all of the schools together, and we will be publishing them on our social media platforms. We're on LinkedIn, we're on Instagram, we're on
Facebook.
So connect with us, the Pilot Club of Nassau, and you'll be updated on everything that we are doing. We have a wonderful PR team, and they keep it going, and I'd like to say hi to Paula, our PR director.
So I know with the projects, the projects division here with the brain minders for the school, I know one of the first schools that she's looking at is St. John's College.
Okay.
For the primary division, we're just waiting on confirmation of the date that we can come in, and we're hoping to complete that this month, you know.
Okay.
So
mm-hmm.
I will follow up with them again to see if I can get that date for us to do that. Yeah.
So schools were in the Pilot Club of Nassau coming in to talk about this very important matter. Could they do they reach out to a specific person, or is it just the club or through the socials?
They can reach out to the club on social media, or they can contact myself on social media, Debbie Martz-Drawn. But our pilot club of Nassau Facebook page is quite active. Mm-hmm. Our PR team continually watches it, so they can reach out to us. And I will tell you that the young people are excited whenever we take brain minders into the school. You know,
I love that.
And I know one school we went into one year, it was almost about 100 little children. Mm-hmm. And hey, they loved it. They loved it. And when it comes to repeating what they would have seen in the puppet right. show, they're all excited and they are ready to respond. So
wow, y'all sound like y'all was commanding this audience. Like pros.
Know, it's a great program, a wonderful initiative that's put on by pilots.
That sounds like a brilliant program. And we've learned so much now about all of the activities, or some of the activities, because it sounds like y'all don't take a break. Yeah. The work continues. Mm-hmm. And much more reasons as to, well, why we need to support the Pilot Club of Nassau. So after this break, we're going to learn just how you can support, and then all of these different fundraisers that are coming up, because I feel like we have something to do almost every month.
Yes.
Until the end of the pilot year. Yes. So please stay tuned to the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is Deanna. We'll be right back.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Mm. Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move to 6-4.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We are back here with the Happy Hour on Guardian Radio 96.9. This is DeAndre Cartwright. Thank you so much for either coming to us or sticking with us here. This is wonderful. We are highlighting today the Pilot Club of Nassau. We have President Debbie Amott-Strawn in studio and a fundraising chair, Tira Sweeting.
Good morning again.
Good morning. Mom. Good morning.
Y'all see they living good. They say it's still morning, man, this weekend.
Oh, good afternoon.
It's the weekend, baby.
Hey, I love that. I love that. And these ladies are so hardworking. If they think it's still morning, that's because they already been up for so long doing all the good stuff.
I'm just coming from St. Barnabas Church where we had a leaders retreat. So I had to dip out of there to come here, and then I'll dip back in.
Well, we are happy to have you with us. Now, all the different programs, initiatives, partnerships that Pilot Club of Nassau has going on. And now we're going to hear more about, well, what are these upcoming events? How can we help them? How can we support them? How can we learn more? But then also, how can we maybe attend a meeting as well? Because they can't do it by themselves. They're always looking for people to help them out. So they meet, and the president is going to give us a little bit more information about that towards the end. But right now, we want to talk about a couple of the events they have coming up, because I heard some things during the break, man. They got some stuff happening next month. I need to go and try get my tickets for that. But Madam Chair is going to let us know about all these good things.
Thank you, DeAndre.
Oh, Madam President. Okay.
The Pilot Club of Nassau is a part of the Bahamas District. Mm-hmm. And the district, we led by a governor. Good morning to our governor, Sheila McPhee. And we have quite a number of events for fall, beginning with our upcoming fall council. And that's on Saturday, September 20th. And following that, in October, is our Founders Day on October 18th. And we have a healthy walk that will be a part of that. So we invite everybody to look at our Facebook page, and they will see all of the events that are happening when it comes to our district. So we are excited about that. And Madam Tira will talk to us about some of the events that are happening within our Pilot Club of Nassau.
Okay, so the pilots are not only busy at the club level, but at the district level. Yes. Wow.
Absolutely. We're a busy organization. Spreading love, well, is bringing awareness to about brain-related disorders. So we stay busy. But my job this morning is to talk about some of the fundraising events that will take place during this coming administrative year for the Pilot Club of Nassau. And our first event is a healthy, we call it Healthy Wellness Wednesday event. So every Wednesday in the Pilot Club of Nassau, we ask our members to post in our page, in our chat, them eating or drinking something healthy for the day. So that's your day to be healthy, you know, to show that healthy. And so we came up with the idea of our first fundraiser as a Wellness Wednesday fundraiser, where we will be selling healthy meals for that day. And so we did not decide to to just stick with the solids, mm-hmm. you know, because everybody believes that it's just solids that can be healthy. But there are other ways to eat healthy mm-hmm. as well.
Right.
But we have decided this time we have a three-meal option. You can get salmon, mixed veg. You can get roasted chicken mm-hmm. with garlic mashed potatoes and mix it. And then we still have on the menu our chicken salad with salad and pasta salad. And that's our Healthy Wednesday meal that we are selling. The date for that initiative is Wednesday. Again, it's going to be on a Wednesday. Wednesday, the 24th of September. We will be serving from the parish hall of St. Agnes Church yes. on Blue Hill Road.
Man, I think I know some good things about that church, you know.
Well, you know, we're Anglicans, so it right? doesn't have anything to do with any of the other denominations, but we're Anglicans.
Yes,
so yeah,
thanks
yeah today.
Cartwright.
yeah. Mm-hmm. And we thank Deacon Cartwright for allowing us to use Archdeacon Cartwright. I know better.
Good morning to my dear cousin, Archdeacon Keith Cartwright.
Yes, for allowing us to use the venue for this initiative. So tickets are on sale. You can contact the Madam President or on our social media mm-hmm. if you wish to purchase a ticket. We can get you or any member of the Pilot Club of Nassau.
But we have a dedicated line for that, and it's 434-2449. So anybody who wants to call and reserve
place
tickets.
An order.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen, it's lunchtime right now. I'm ready to put an order for three of them.
Wonderful. We'll take your order before we leave.
Thanks.
And the cost is right within market price. We're not trying to price ourselves out of the market. So for salmon, it's $20. And for the chicken and chicken salad, it's $15. $15. Yeah. So... let us know, or like Madam President, say call in your order, WhatsApp your order to us, give a name, location. I cannot guarantee that we will do any deliveries, but it will if there is any deliveries, it would have to be probably 10 or more orders in order to get it delivered.
Gotcha.
So, but that's not a guarantee, and that's nothing that was discussed beforehand. Mm-hmm. But let's see how we can help you help us.
Yes.
With our initiative. Our second initiative is scheduled for November 15th. It's a Saturday evening. It's our Bahamian night. It's a Bahamian night, we're calling it, where we want to embrace our culture, so to speak. We have a couple guest artists who will be there. I can't tell you the names right now.
Oh, the excitement is mounting already.
Exactly. You know, we want, it's an evening where it's going to be along the lakeside, on the grass. It's not in an indoor venue.
Okay.
You know, we want to make it, you know, a casual, it's not a dress-up event. You could dress up as dressy as you want to be. Mm-hmm. You understand? As casual as you want to be. But it's we want you to come for the ambiance. We want you to come for the entertainment. And, of course, we want you to come to enjoy the Bahamian food that will be there that evening.
It's going to be a wonderful evening.
Yes, it's planned to be wonderful. It's a backyard. It's not even a backyard barbecue. It's a backyard event. It's almost, we're looking to have it more like the Jazz in the Gardens type event, you know. You know, bring your lounge chairs with you, bring your blankets, you know, where we will just sit, lounge, enjoy ourselves, mm-hmm. enjoy the music, enjoy the atmosphere.
Yes. I need to mark my calendar. When is happening again?
It's November 15th.
Okay.
Don't miss it. I'll remind you, Deandra.
Yes, we will.
No, I love that. And how much your ticket?
The tickets for those are...
It's 100. 100?
I got you. Yeah.
100.
I think the details will be right there on the page.
It will be this.
You know, I love this flyer, about social media.
The flyer is coming out this weekend, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We have a little video of it coming out. Yeah, so that should be out.
And your PR team is working awesome. Hard.
Man. Yes, Miss Paula and her team, they are awesome.
She posted some other things this morning. It was just off the chain.
Yes.
So we appreciate Paula.
Yes. No, and I must say also that I've actually personally saw a lot of...
the Healthy Wednesday post with persons drinking the water or eating an orange, an apple, things like that. Because one of my colleagues was doing it, and I was like, hey, I saw you posting about this. Like, what is this all about? So it also instigates conversation about what you serve, why you're doing it, and what is Pilots.
Right, so, exactly.
Now, outside of that garden lakeside activities.
Bahamian night.
Right.
Are there any other things that are happening for the rest of the year? And then, what else do we have going on?
Yeah, that's for this half of the year. So again, we are mindful that there's more than one club. Mm-hmm. And not only that, within each club, so we have four divisions within each club.
Okay.
Membership, fundraising, projects,
anchors.
And so each one of these divisions also have activities. So we try not to, for one division, to crowd the months or months. To give everybody equal opportunity in order to present what their division is doing.
Okay.
So fundraising after our November event, we won't come back again until February, where we will have our all-white affair.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. And so, again, it's just a come out in your white, let's dance, let's enjoy the evening, let's enjoy the music, let's enjoy one another. You know, we just want people to get together. Let's unify as a country, not just as Pilots, you know, but just come together and enjoy. And always remember that whatever funds we make, it's designated to support our other divisions.
Mm-hmm.
So the anchors, the projects, you know, when our projects have the sauce and soup, they have to get donations or we have to purchase and it's given away. It's not a sale. Used to help support our division and our other initiatives when we give donations to the senior citizens' homes or to our caregivers, all of these things. Mm-hmm. So we are going to have that white night affair. And then after that will be, we will partner with our pick-me-up division to do the luncheon that Madam President spoke about early. We will partner with them in that initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And then our final initiative as far as fundraising is concerned is to have our Pilot Club's first annual golf tournament.
Oh.
Now, earlier this year, past International President Nikki held a golf tournament that supported the international side, and the funds raised from that went as a donation to St. Jude's Hospital.
Okay.
And so we thought it was a great initiative and decided, hey, let's do it for the Pilot Club of Nassau so that we can give back more. So the funds we raise from that, we can give back more to our community for whatever is needed in reference to those things that we support. And so we're going to have our first annual golf tournament. The date is scheduled for the first weekend. It's going to be a Thursday. We can't get the weekend because we were in competition with some other golf tournament that's coming up. So
something like golf tournaments.
Yeah. And it's amazing. I mean, we're looking not only to attract locals to the golf tournament, we're going to put it on our social media pages. We're going to send it out to those golf enthusiasts.
Right.
Around the world to come on down to the Bahamas, you know, where the sea is pristine, the sun will be shining, you know, to come and enjoy themselves, you know, on the golf courses here. So we're actively soliciting prizes because, again, one of the attractions aside from persons just wishing to play golf is they like to win nice prizes.
Yeah. Some people like tings.
We in the Bahamas like say we tingsy, you know. But yeah, everybody wants to win something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people just come to support the cause. And we appreciate everybody who takes the time to participate in our golf tournament and our initiatives, you know, because no matter whether it's a $5, $20, $50, whatever, every dollar counts towards mm-hmm. the initiatives of helping somebody or doing something for one of the organizations that we support.
And on another note, before we leave, I see our time is winding down quickly.
Time flies when you're having fun.
We have within Pilots our anchor division, and that's our young people. Mm-hmm. And the Pilot Club of Nassau, we support, I think it's about, we have 6 schools
wow.
that are part of our anchors. I won't call the names in case I forget one. And that
of course,
be
no,
fair.
But 6 of them. Wow.
Yes, and so... We assist and we teach them with leadership and all the everything that goes along with that. And one of the initiatives that we did last year was called a Walker Stunt. And so this year, all of the schools are coming together with the Walker Stunt, and we are opening it up to the community mm-hmm. so that we have the entire community coming in supporting our anchors.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Listen, with all the stuff y'all have going on, when do y'all get to meet? Like, I know as an organization, you have to meet together to plan all these good things, because that's also a consideration when folks want to get involved. So
yes.
Tell me more about that.
Okay.
Because it sounds like y'all got to meet
the
every single week.
Pilot Club, we do, you know. But we have one general business meeting.
Okay.
Once a month. It's the third Thursday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
At present, we meet at the Nassau Yacht Club mm-hmm. at 6 p.m. And you don't just come to our meetings. So you contact somebody, and that's the way it's done.
Right.
All right. And you talk about all the other meetings. So all of those divisions that we mentioned, fundraising, anchors, projects, pick me up, mm-hmm. they have meetings once per month.
Okay.
So that's the way we bring everything together.
I love that.
So it's a great team working together, coming together to ensure that all of our initiatives take place, that they're successful. And I want to thank all of the members of the Pilot Club of Nassau. And I will tell you this morning, our immediate past international president, Nikki
Gomez Dawkins.
She's not so well this morning. And mm-hmm. Nikki, we are still praying for you. And we have a couple members who may not be feeling 100%. And we want to convey our condolences to our past president, Elizabeth Beth Burrows, mm-hmm. on the passing of her father, attorney Langton Hilton,
mm-hmm.
and our treasurer. She is not doing well. She's recouping. She's coming along well. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, Nicole Morley, we want to say good morning to you. So we thank our members. We appreciate our members.
Listen, the members yes. are the persons that make this happen.
Yes.
And in addition to your members, folks from the community who help you, who support you. And we've heard, ladies and gentlemen, the different ways in which you can contact the Pilot Club of Nassau just to hear more about what they're doing, but also to learn more about how you can support. It can be your time. It can be a donation. It can be some fun. They're doing a great job in the community, and not just with anyone specific. They're working with our young people. They're working with our older folks as well to really combat this issue of brain safety.
Yes.
Now, they're having this big event at the end of the month. So if you want more, Madam President, just one more time so people know where to go on Saturday, the 27th of September.
Saturday, the 27th of September is our share pilot.
Yes.
So for all of you who want to hear more about the Pilot Club of Nassau, do join us 10 a.m. at Holy Cross Center, Highbury Park. We'd love to have you.
Good stuff, good stuff. Now, I know that we've heard so much about fundraising. We've heard so much about the different initiatives, the different programs, the different ways you can help. But what we didn't hear, and I know we only have a couple of minutes, is why are you proud to be a pilot?
I am extremely proud to be a pilot because of the work that we do in community, the work we do worldwide. And we spoke earlier about us bringing St. Jude's Research Hospital back online this past summer, thanks to National President Nikki. But it's just about caring. It's about doing more, caring more, being more, and just seeing what happens in community when we show up. I am a proud pilot, and I invite men and women around the country to come and join us September 27th, Holy Cross Hall, at 10 a.m. You'd be happy that you joined our service organization.
Love that.
So I'm proud to be a pilot. Even though I was invited, I'd heard about pilots as growing up. I had an aunt who was a past president of pilots, Gloria Hanna. And so I used to see things in the newspapers and sort of learned about pilots then, but then it sort of went away. And then I was invited to join the club by past president Nikki. She and I worked together. And one of the things that I like most about pilots is that there's no criteria to join. You don't have to do this, be that, or anything. We have persons in our organizations who do everything in the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. They're not at one, you know, they don't have status here or this there or that behind their names. We are all ordinary persons. That is what I love, pilot. Just ordinary persons who like to do things, who like to give back to the community, who are always willing to help somebody or to help do something or just reaching out, you know, and that's what I like more. I didn't have to qualify to be a part of this organization. I just had to come with my willingness to help. And that's why I'm proud to be a pilot. And I encourage anybody, you know, look beyond who you think you are and find out who you are, you know, because there are things that are in our heart that, you know, there's always something you want to do and never stepped out to do it or try to figure out how do I get to do it, you know. And so when opportunities come, as simple as it is just to get invited to a meeting, before you say no, you know, just go check it out. And if it's something that you think you don't want to be a part or don't do, then you don't have to. But you will never know until you put that first foot in front of the other in order to make that way. Yes. You know, so I love being a pilot.
Yes,
I
love, we love being a pilot. Yeah. You know? Yes.
Definitely.
Yeah. And it sounds like that first step will be happening on Saturday, the 27th of September.
Yes. Yes.
And go out there and learn.
For those who want to be a pilot, definitely, or to learn about what pilot is. And of course, we can invite you to go to our social media pages. We can invite you to go to pilotinternational.org. So you could find out more about pilots from there as well, you know, to see exactly where our backbone is. And one thing, Madam President, I'd like to do before we end this show is to give a shout out to our pilot emeritus, Francis Lede, who is our last living charter member of it. And she still participates in our organization. And we have several emeritus.
I was just going to say, emeritus members. But I don't know all of their names, and I do not want to get in trouble.
No, I'm going to sit with you on that, madam. Because I will get a call to say, you forgot this and you forget that.
Yes.
But Pilot Francis, as our last living emeritus, charter member, you know, we appreciate her and all that she's brought to the organization and what she continues to bring. She's always willing when she's able to, you know, and so
and still participates.
And still participate. And we have a lot of other emeritus who are not so agile anymore, but they will participate, they will assist, they will contribute. And when they're able to come out, they will come out, you know. So to all pilots this morning across the breadth and length of the Bahamas, good afternoon, good morning, good evening. Let me tell you something. We love pilots.
Yes,
and
we do.
Love y'all.
Yes, we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, I wish y'all were inside sooner to see just how bright their smiles are talking about this organization.
Yes.
Now, of course, we have to salute you both of course, not only for coming on the show, but for doing what you do. Because as you had said earlier, but y'all are doing this out of the goodness of your heart, and it's a cause that you believe in. Mm-hmm. And you're sharing that with others so that the impact on our community is just even more profound. Yes. So I personally celebrate you for what you are doing in your personal capacities as representatives of pilots and the Pilot Club of Nassau. Thank you all for that, and wishing you the best. And of course, the closer you'll get to some of these events, please let me know so I can have you all back on so we could drum up some more support.
Of course, we appreciate that. Definitely.
And probably some of our team Thanks members for the open can invitation. Come as well. You know, we can bring some of our team members, some of our coordinators, to, and talk about
and your anchor kids. We would love to have some of them on board.
Yes.
You know, the youngest person I've ever had on the show, I think he was 5 years old. Mm-hmm. Right. So I'd love to have the younger ones on
we
here too.
We call them navigators, the 5 year olds. We have, and we call our spouses, our significant others, we call them our co-pilots.
Okay.
And I would just like to say thank you to all of our co-pilots, our co-pilots. Mm-hmm. They have to do some heavy lifting for us, and we thank them all.
Oh, yes. Y'all are so gracious. Yes. Look at that. Cheers to the co-pilots and to the baby navigators. Okay. Thank you so much again, President Debbie, Chair Tira, for coming on. This has been the Pilot Club of Nassau telling us all about what they're doing. Please mark your calendars for Saturday, the 27th of September. Check out all their social media pages. They're all over there. So you can learn more about them, what they're doing, and how to support. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Deandra Cartwright for the Happy Hour here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I hope you enjoy the rest of your weekend. Stay tuned for Tell It to Stanya, who's coming on right after. She's talking about issues of life. Goodness knows she has some advice for us today. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Deandra, so much.
Thank you.